And that's what's happening on Palm Sunday. Isn't that good stuff? Isn't that the true stuff? And don't you want that? Don't you want just like, God, yes, I want that. Well, let's do that. Jesus came and he refocused religion on the people. And he said, get this out of the way. Bring them near. And so this week, I just want you to take homework, and I'm going to stop. Go home, read your Bibles from Matthew chapter 21 on is the week of Palm Sunday. From Mark chapter 11 on is the week, right? From Luke chapter 19 on is Holy Week. From John chapter 12 to the end, until you get to the resurrection, Holy Week. This is the most profound week in the history of Jesus' life, and the Bible is full of teaching about what God thinks about you and about people and about religion, and it's very important. What else are you doing with your spiritual life before Easter? Because Good Friday is a bit deathy, and Jesus is going to spend a week living the hardest week of his life, confronted, yelled at, challenged. I want triumphal entry. I want to leave singing the song that we'll sing because the Messiah came and he kicked butt and he died. He did it by dying and rose again. And we're like, hallelujah, I'm going to live because Jesus died. He came for the hard week and died and rose again. So it is good, and let's make way, but let's make straight the way of the Lord. Oh, Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often I would have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, yet you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The triumphal entry is an open rebuke of religion, but it is Jesus calling his church to draw near to him, and it leads to eternal life. So, Lord, we thank you for this message, because it is our life in Christ that is made at all possible because of the week you spent. The 30 years you spent as a human being, having to eat food and digest and expel, having to walk everywhere you went, having to deal with people who didn't recognize you, preaching as you did the truth and being confronted by smallness, by small, angry, rude people who did not love, when you in fact were love, walking the earth. And we want to be a church that follows you, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, in our hearts, will you open our eyes to see how we might love well today and draw people to Jesus and tell your story. God, bless us, please, and guide us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.